Either. You're listening to Eaters.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, that we are very close towards the completion of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Asma'ul Husna. Asma'ul Husna are the blessed names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only the tawfiq and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has given us the ability to speak and to hear, so that we can cover the meaning and the commentary of all the beautiful asma, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The intention has always been to start this topic so that we can attain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever you are fond of someone in this dunya, generally what we hear is that people will say that, I wish I was in his company 24 hours. So when you love someone, you want to be in their company for 24 hours. And so we, as the people of Iman, our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be such that we want to be in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24 hours. And this will only come inshaAllah if we also understand His attributes, that Allah is Rahman, Rahim, Kareem, all of His beautiful attributes, Asma. When you understand that inshaAllah ta'ala, that will bring you even closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are so precious. It comes in one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And again, this is the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Man ahsaha dakhal al-jannah. The one who memorizes the names of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sure will grant him Jannah. How beautiful is that? Not everyone can become Hafiz of the Quran. Not everyone can become Hafiz of the Quran to learn all the paras. But certainly, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are a hafiz of the Quran, inshaAllah ta'ala, this will mean that Allah will grant you Jannah, and also your family members will go to Jannah. And the same way, that person who has memorized the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when you know the meaning and the asma of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes a bit easy for an individual to memorize the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, we have covered majority of the attributes in the last few sessions. We touched on the name Ar-Rashidu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who guides to the right path. And Ar-Rashidu was explained in 3 to 4 sessions. And after Ar-Rashidu comes the very last attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look into the sequence of hadith, that name is As-Saburu. That name is As-Saburu, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before we go into the explanation of As-Sabur, just to give you an example how important it is, especially nowadays, to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are not connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then unfortunately this heart will be connected to other things. There is a very beautiful example that the scholars give. We have all heard of a jewelry box. We have heard of a jewelry box. And why is it named a jewelry box? Why would you call a jewelry box a jewelry box? Why? Because you put jewelry inside it, something that is valuable. So your gold, your diamonds, all your precious stones and your jewelries, you will put that into the jewelry box. Now, instead of putting gold, diamond and all the precious stones, everything that is of worth to you, instead of putting jewelry, you put stones and pebbles and beans and other items that are of no worth whatsoever, and you fill it up, then the jewelry box is just a jewelry box, but in reality there is no value to it. In reality there is no value to it. Like so, my respected brothers, this heart that Allah has given us, qalb, that is also a box, a jewelry box. And if in this box you have Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then there is value to that heart. Then there is value to that heart. If there is no Allah and His Rasul in that box, in that heart, then it's like a jewelry box that is filled with stones and pebbles. It is of no worth. And so we have to monitor our condition all the time, that what is in the heart? Where is this heart actually drifting? And so if you have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially nowadays, Allahu Akbar, then you will see that mashallah, you will become the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I recently came back from India. And India, of course, it's a massive country from one side to another side. Wallahu alam, we don't know the condition of the Muslims there. But what I had noticed, unfortunately, is that the condition of the Ummah is such that there is more Islam in UK here in England than some of the parts of India that we had an opportunity to visit. And that is why things become harder for the Muslim community when a person actually turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the time you will find that things become hard upon the Ummah. Subhanallah, even for Jumu'ah, in some areas, the masjid was not full. The masjid was not full. And there are no programs like your durus programs, your hadith programs. These programs are not there. And so when the most important components, your salah and your Quran and understanding the Quran is missing out from the community, then there is going to be great decline in that ummah, in that community. The same thing that has happened in Spain. Eventually everything ended. That is why if you look at the tafsir of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alam nashrah laka sadrak, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have I not opened your hearts? Have I not opened your heart? And so the ulama say opening the heart here means, one meaning is, that Allah had blessed Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam with ilm and hilm. With ilm, with knowledge, and hilm, tolerance. Allah had blessed him with ilm and hilm, knowledge and tolerance. Subhanallah al-Azim. And so it is so important that we understand that the heart should be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our duty is that we pass this very important message, the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the younger generation. We see this even in the hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mehnat and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's effort that he did. The youth that are sitting here, mashallah, the young boys that are here, and also women that are listening at home, that is great ni'mah. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala and says that I was only 7 years of age. I was only 7 years of age. Is that brother on his phone? MashaAllah. Can you tell him to go outside and talk, please? Jazakallah khair. And he was only 7 years of age, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's habit was that sometimes when he would sit on a camel, out of love, he would ask some of the companions to sit behind him, to join him. So if he was on a camel or a horse, he would say to the companions, come and sit behind me, as barakah. And so Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an says that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw me, a young child, 7 years of age. And he says, Kuntu ridfan nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I had the good opportunity to sit behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I was so close to Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam that my chest was actually touching the back portion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my intention was to get close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then when I was on sharing the mount with Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, Ya ghulam, O young boy. Ghulam is a word that they use for love and affection. So, O young boy. Now imagine, Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam is on a camel. This young boy is behind, wasting no time, benefiting the ummah, explaining to the ummah how important it is to pass on this very important knowledge of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the younger generation. Because when the young generation have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is no one that can dismantle that ummah. So he said to me, Ya ghulam, inni u'allimuka kalimat. Listen to me very carefully. I am going to explain to you some very important lessons. I am going to explain to you some very important lessons. So Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an says that I said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Labbaik, I am listening. And now Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying to him, this young boy, 7 years of age. Now think about it, have we had that opportunity to speak to our youth, our children who are young? Do we sit with them and talk to them like how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke to Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an? And he said to him, إِحْفَظِ يَحْفَظْكَ إِحْفَظِ تَجِدْ تُجَاهَكَ وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And he said to Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, that look after the right of Allah, look after the right of Allah, the haqq of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you full protection. If you look after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will look after you. It's very simple. That is also mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. If you remember me, Allah is saying, I am also there to remember you. There are no lines that are engaged. In this world, if you phone someone, maybe he is busy. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, any time and every time you remember me, أَذْكُرْكُمْ, I will also remember you. So you guard the right and the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you complete protection. And then training to the youth. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that if you ask for something, if you ask for something, then get into the habit of asking that first to Allah. Get into the habit of asking that first to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want something, then ask that to Allah first. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. Ask Allah first. You want to go to Umrah, you want to go for Hajj, or you want to buy a car, or you want to open up a new business, rather than talking to other individuals going here and there, first put your plans in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put your itinerary in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bari ta'ala, this is what I want, this is what I want. Ya Allah, give me lots of barakat. Speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want something, ask Him first. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying this to Ibn Abbas. And then Allah's Nabi said to him, وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And if you require any kind of help, if you require any kind of help, then ask Allah first for that help. Ask Allah for the assistance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will give you help. Now imagine a 7-year-old child, how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is shaping him, molding him. How Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is training the ummah so that they are very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That everything for you and I, for the one who has the kalima, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one, and we need to be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More important than the mobile phone that is in your pocket, your car keys, your car, your house, your family, your children, your bank balance, and everything that you have, is the connection and the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this very clear in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَّدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those who have iman, they have this great love, intensity. That love is at a very high level for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in case somebody is wondering that what about the love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then understand that when you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, already in the love of Allah, the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. Already in the love of Allah, the love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also there. That is why we are learning the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from a very young age, alhamdulillah, we are bonded and connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, we are so fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a beautiful masjid, that we have this freedom to pray, to learn, to acquire knowledge, to understand, to make salam to one another. And when you go to different environments and when you see the society that is out there, the corruption that is out there, how all of a sudden you are dragged into this tsunami that you even forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us in that environment. Imam Tastari rahmatullah alayh. Imam Tastari rahmatullah alayh. He says that I was only 3 years of age. Sunay zara. How old was he? 3 years of age. And I used to wake up during the time of tahajjud, because my uncle would wake up for tahajjud. So I would be sleeping there, 3 years of age, a child, and I would see my uncle, as in my mother's brother. My mother's brother, mama. I would see him that he would wake up and perform tahajjud. So I would also wake up and see my uncle performing tahajjud salah. So when my uncle saw me for a few days that I am awake and looking at him performing tahajjud salah, my uncle came to me and said to me, "Beta, oh my son, listen to me carefully. I am not going to ask you to pray. I am going to give you simple lessons, simple sabak, which I want you to do. There are three things that I want you to utter 7 times. There are three things that I want you to utter 7 times. 7 times in the morning, 7 times in the afternoon, and 7 times in the evening. 3 things only." And they knew Arabic, of course. That was their language. So I'm going to explain to you, I'm going to say 3 things to you, but repeat these 3 things 7 times in the morning. Now he's only a 3-year-old child. And 3 times, 7 times in the afternoon and 7 times in the evening. So my uncle taught me and he said to me, "Listen to me, beta. Allahu Nadiri. Allahu Nadiri. Allahu Ma'i. Allahu Ma'i. Allahu Shahidi. Allahu Shahidi." Bas. Allahu Nadiri means that Allah is looking at me. Allah is Nadir means the one who is seeing you. So Allah is looking at me. Allahu Nadiri. Allahu Ma'i, and Allah is with me. Allahu Shahidi, and that Allah is always present. Allah is always present. So my uncle taught me these 3 kalimat. Allahu Nadiri, Allahu Ma'i, Allahu Shahidi. And this is not even a hadith of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But just plain simple Arabic for the child to understand and learn, that understand my son, Allah is watching me, Allah is present all the time, and Allah is with me all the time. So he said, for a few weeks I started doing this tasbih, as what my uncle said to me, prescribed this tasbih to me, 7 times in the morning, 7 times in the afternoon, 7 times in the evening. And sometimes when my uncle would see me, he'd say to me, "Beta, did you read?" And he would say, "Yes." And then after a few weeks, again, My uncle was performing tahajjud and he called me. He said, now I want you to increase it from 7 to 21 times. From 7 to 21 times. So now he increased it to 21 times. And after a few weeks, this same child, Imam Tastari, who was only 3 years of age at that time, he went to his uncle and he said, Abba, now my condition is such that when I take the name of Allah, I can taste the sweetness of His name. Ajib. That now when I take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can taste the sweetness of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the uncle said, Beta, listen to me very carefully. If you have perceived the relevance of what you are saying, then always understand that until your death, Allah is watching you, Allah is with you, and Allah is always present. And so when these are the three most important conditions that cover you, can you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he said, no. When the love of Allah and such level of conviction is in a person at a young age, it is said that Imam Tastari rahmatullah alayh became a mufti at the age of 10. He became a mufti at the age of 10. He is a tabi'i, and people, fuqaha, would come to him when he was 12 years of age to get a fatwa. 12 years of age. And today what we do, my respected brothers, if the child is crying, mobile phone, let him play a game, give him a computer, the computer games, and there he is wasting his time. And here we are, Allahu Akbar. If you look at the legacy, subhanallah, Imam Tastari, 12 years of age, giving fatwa. And this is just one individual. Halaki, inshallah ta'ala, I was actually doing mutala, and what I want to do is put in front of you the ages of all of the companions, what they did and how old they were, so that you understand, subhanallah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the condition of this ummah. And so this is something very, very important. In this day and age, in the hearts, it should only be the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Otherwise, Bollywood will come inside, Hollywood will come inside, filthy programs will come inside, pornography will come inside. This is all the filth that is just waiting to occupy the heart. And once the heart is poisoned, that jewelry box has been occupied, then it becomes very, very difficult. Then a person will not enjoy ibadat. Then the shaitan makes it very difficult for him. He thinks that, you know, it is impossible for me to change. When in reality, there is every possibility, but this is from shaitan. Hazrat Behlol, rahmatullah alayhi, was a wali of Allah. He lived during the era of Harun Rashid. He lived during the era of Harun Rashid. So Behlol says that as I was traveling, I came to this city and I noticed that there were a group of children that were playing with toys. There was a group of children that were playing with toys, but there was one child that was crying. All the children were playing with their toys, but there was one child that was crying. So Behlol says that I went to that child. And I said to him, Beta, why are you crying? Is it toys that you want? If you want to play, then we can arrange that. What is it? Do you want toys? So this very young boy looked at Behlol. And he said to Behlol, I am not crying because of that. I am crying out of the fear of Jahannam. Can you imagine that? I am crying out of the fear of Jahannam. So Bahlol was awestruck. Allahu Akbar. This young boy. And he is saying that he is crying because of the fear of Jahannam. Subhanallah. And my respected brothers and elders, you will see, I have seen this when we were in Darul Uloom. You will find that there are a lot of young students that also come to the madrasa. A lot of young students. And when they read the Quran, they are in tears. Young children. 6, 7, 8 years of age. And when they are doing dua, they start to cry. Subhanallah. They start to cry. From a very young age. They have that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that connection is there. And he says, I am crying out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Bahlol said to him, my son, at this tender age, how can you even understand the punishment of Jahannam and how can you even fear Jahannam? So this young boy replied to Bahlol and said, no, no. I have observed, what did he say? I have observed that when my mom is preparing fire to cook food for us, when my mom is preparing fire to cook food for us, what I see is that she starts the fire with the small twigs first. What will she start the fire with? The small twigs. She starts the fire with the small twigs first, and then the other branches are put inside for the flame to ignite properly. But initially the fire starts with the small twigs that are there. And so when I have seen this, I fear, looking at this fire of this dunya, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will churn Jahannam, when Allah will churn Jahannam, that fear is there, that possibility, the possibility is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will throw inside the youth first and then the elders. That Allah will throw in Jahannam the youth first and then the elders. That is why I am crying. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, my respected brothers, at that young age, and these children go on to be later on awliyaullah and great individual. And so that is why there is so much fitna that is around us. Of course, at the end of the day, hidayat is in the hands of Allah. Hidayat is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But our duty is to make sure that first we have that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, namaz will become easy. Zikr will become easy. Your salah will also become easy. And this was the effort that was made by Hazrat Nabiyye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just to conclude, there is one hadith which is in the Muslim Sahih of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayh, so that we understand the effort that was put in by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, and I will ask you to repeat this, man shahida an la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh وَأَنَّ عِيسَى عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَابْنُ أَمَتِهِ. The one who bears testimony that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. And that Isa alayhi salam is the servant of Allah and the son of the servant of Allah. And the son of the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَلِمَتُهُ أَلْقَاهَا إِلَىٰ مَرْيَمُ. And that Allah created Isa alayhi salam by the word kun. How did Allah create him? By kun. and by ruh, by ruh. Ruh here means Jibreel alayhi salam. What does it mean? Because one of the names of Jibreel alayhi salam is ruh. What is it? Ruh. And it was Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam who blew into the sleeves of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu was salam. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him by kun. So he is the word Allah created him by kun. Wa annal jannata haqq. And that to understand that jannat, paradise, is haqq. Look at the aqeedah. Look at the effort of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today it seems very straightforward. But no, my respected brothers and elders, you might have one Christian person talking to you. And if your iman is not strong, Allahu Akbar, you can change instantly. If your iman is not strong, you can become a Qadiani. If your iman is not strong, you can become a Shia. If your iman is not strong, you can become an atheist. Allahu Akbar. And you see in many parts of the world what people are worshipping. I saw with my eyes that, with no disrespect, I'm just trying to put forward to you the reality, the hakikat, what I saw. That in one part of the world, in fact in India, you have on the roads, they make this mini kind of mandir, this small section. And there is this kind of a cage to it. And inside there is this small idol, a stone. And in the night, a dog went inside and urinated. A dog went inside and urinated. And if you can see it, I'm sure other people can also see it, but despite everything, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Allah has given them eyes, but they are blind. Allah has given them ears, but they are deaf. Allah has given them a tongue, but they are dumb. Allahu Akbar. Allah has taken out the faculties of hidayat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us hidayat. And we have to be very, very strong in that. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, understand that Jannat is haqq and Jahannam is haqq. And then thereafter, this is the basharat, this is something very important. أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ. If a person will testify to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter him in Jannah, no matter what actions he is doing in this dunya. No matter what actions he is doing in this dunya, Allah will give him Jannah. By testifying that there is no God but, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his Nabi, and Isa alayhi salam is the servant of Allah, and even Maryam alayhi salam is the servant of Allah, and he is the kalima, as in Allah created him by the word kun. And that Jannat is haqq and Jahannam is haqq. And when you testify to this, inshaAllah ta'ala, we will be given Jannah. So inshaAllah, can you repeat the words? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasulu wa anna Isa abdullah. So Isa alayhi salam is who? Abdullah, he is the servant of Allah. وَابْنُ أَمَتِهِ, and the mother is also the servant of Allah. وَكَلِمَتُهُ أَلْقَاهَا إِلَى مَرْيَمَ وَرُوحٌ مِّنْ وَأَنَّ الْجَنَّةَ حَقٌّ وَأَنَّ النَّارَ حَقٌّ أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ. بس ما شاء الله. If you testify to this, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are in the house of Allah, and that we testify to this. And this is the hadith of the Sahih of Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayh, and the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the barakat of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah grant us Jannah and also our entire progeny in Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. Dua karle. InshaAllah, just for a few minutes, if you can close your eyes and meditate, so this will be a cleansing process of the heart. and do muraqabah and think that the heart is doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just for a few minutes, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا رحمن.